Matt Porter's our gadget guru on the show from Matt Porter Web Design, and he's our resident technical expert. And Matt, you've done it, and thank you for the nomination. I've now done it as well.
I saw your video that you posted yesterday. Yeah, it looked very good.
Yeah, it was very cold, so thank you very much for that.
You're welcome.
Have you known something to go as viral as this around the world?
I think that there have been plenty of instances of viral copying, but this probably is one of the biggest that I've seen. So, yeah, it's. I don't think I've seen anything as big as this, no.
I mean, for those who don't use Facebook and Twitter, you have a timeline and friends and colleagues and people post messages up, and the timelines are at the moment, certainly, I think the bank holiday weekend has been the time a lot of people have done it. Loads and loads of videos being uploaded, and actually they are very funny. I can watch it. I haven't got bored with it yet. I can watch it over and over and over, particularly if it's people you know. It's got that sort of extra value to it.
It has, yeah. There's been a fair amount of complaints being made by people that it's been hijacked by different organisations, but I'm still not entirely taken by that. And also its origin wasn't MND actually, but it was I see there's no one seems to really know apart from me, but it's but its origin was actually mid-2013, which is when it was called the Cold Water Challenge, and it actually started in the northern United States, where people were doing it to donate to cancer research, and they would jump into cold water and things like that.
Right.
It did go across to Auckland in New Zealand, where it was used to raise money for the Cancer Society of New Zealand.
Mm.
And
so it's like everything. If you get a good fundraising idea, you can't. You know, it's like a golf day. The first person who invented a golf day is probably sitting there saying, "Oh gosh, everybody's doing it now," or the raffle, or whatever it is.
I think the reason why it's become so big is because initially it appeared to have been adopted by the big tech company leaders, if you like, in the States. So Bill Gates, Mark Zuckerberg from Facebook, and then Elon Musk, who was part of eBay, or PayPal, sorry. They picked it up and then started nominating their friends. And then you had tech-savvy celebrities who started being nominated, and then, of course, they nominated their friends. It then went to the likes of people like David Beckham and those kind of, you know, sort of, if you like, celebrities or sports people that are multinational in their recognition, and then, of course, it appears in the UK, so because people follow David Beckham, millions
Indeed.
Of people do, so
yeah.
They would have seen him do it. And then, of course, I think a couple of Man United, I can't think of their names now. Paul Scholes, I think, did it. So then, of course, it's then trickled into the sports people. So it's because I think celebrity now crosses the divide of film, sport, technology, everything now. So, yeah, it's been quite interesting, especially on the tech side, because I follow the technology side of the news a lot, and it seemed to be exploding on that side of things before it started moving into celebrities and sports people. So
for those who haven't come across it, the idea is that you stand there, you nominate people, then you take the ice bucket challenge, and then hopefully the people that you've nominated do it as well. I can say that I did nominate Phil Ham from twtd.co.uk, my Saturday co-host on Life's Pitch. He has done it. I still haven't heard whether Delia Smith has taken on my challenge yet or not. Come on, Delia! Yeah. Where are you? Come on,
sure,
Delia!
I'm sure she's tuned in, listening.
Well, she might as well be. Yeah. It'd be great. And it is fun, isn't it? At the end of
it
that,
is.
It is fun.
It is fun. I don't know whether I feel it's doing things like, you know, I think it's up to any whoever does something like that is fairly brave, because it is a bit of a shock to the system. If they wish to do it, then that's great. If they want to donate to any charity, I think is marvellous. I think all charities need donations regardless. So I think, you know, that's my personal view anyway.
Okay.
But
and very level-headed it is as well, Matt. thank you very much for joining us on the show today. Matt Porter, our gadget guru from Matt Porter Web Design, who's also taken part in the Ice Bucket Challenge. Yeah, come on, Delia. Come on, look, it's only a bit of water.